planning a Disney World or Universal Studios vacation is not an easy feat. Between Genie Plus, advanced dining reservations, park tickets, hotel accommodations, and more, you're looking at hours upon hours of work when it comes to booking your vacation. Wouldn't you like your vacation to feel more like a vacation, though? Then let Zip Travel give you a hand.
Zip Travel can not only save you hours of time and headaches by booking your hotel accommodations, getting the park tickets, booking the dining reservations, and a plethora of other things you need for your vacation. They can also save you money by finding the rates and discounts available during your trip. They are a great resource you can also lean on with any questions or situations that arise related to your vacation.
But you know what the best part about all of this is? Their services are completely 100% free. Not only are their services free, but Zip Travel is an authorized Disney vacation planner and an officially earmarked gold Disney travel agency.
In fact, they are the travel agency that Jamie and I use exclusively to book our numerous trips that we take to Disney World, Universal Studios, and any other place in the world. They book it all for us. We lead super busy lives, and they make it so much easier by handling all the trip planning details for us. We know they will do the same for you. In fact, we believe in them so much, we're willing to throw in some extras if you book your next vacation through Zip Travel.
If you book at least a 3-night vacation package, you'll receive from us a free t-shirt, $10 in CTM shop credit, and a goodie gift basket waiting for you at the front desk of your hotel. So to book your next trip and save time, money, and your sanity, head to travelwithzip.com today. Again, that's travelwithzip.com.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. My name is Jared Lee, and I'm joined, as usual, by my lovely and beautiful wife, Jamie Lee. So, Jamie, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Jared. How are you?
I'm doing great. Not even just good, great.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Figured, why not?
Having a good day. I love it.
Why be good and you can be great? That's what I have to say.
All right.
Yeah. So, how was hopefully everybody out there had a great Labor Day weekend. Did you have a nice Labor Day weekend, Jamie? I'm asking you this as if I don't know.
So, yes, stranger who doesn't live in my
house. Oh, hello.
We did. It was busy. I mean, we were at Disney from Thursday to Saturday. We got home and Jared and our daughter went immediately over to a friend's house and spent a couple hours there. So we're kind of like Thursday, it was kind of good. Sunday was good. And then we went over to the house again, and then Monday we swam all day. So it was not a relaxing weekend at all.
No, it wasn't relaxing.
But it was good. We had a lot of fun. But yeah. Now my days are messed up because now I still think it's Tuesday. We always record on Wednesdays, but my brain still thinks it's Tuesday.
Yeah, it does feel like Tuesday.
So
that does have me
messed
up.
That's been an issue, but that's okay. You know what? It's going to be a short week, and the weekend will be here before you know it.
Yes. I mean, Labor Day is kind of the kickoff to fall, I suppose.
Yeah, it is.
Because football, sorry, because that's one thing we went over, like, because our friends, you know, they told us before, if you guys feel like when we get back on Saturday, and were you just tired? I can't remember. You weren't down for it.
Our son was exhausted.
That's right.
And he wanted to go to bed. I need to stay here.
Yeah. And so I watched a bunch of football, which I'm not really into sports that much anymore, but I did watch some games. So
I'm proud of you.
Go sports balls team. Which is so weird because sports used to be such a huge part of my life. Like literally
baseball,
football, really basketball. Like sports was my life for like, I don't even know, 20 some years. And now I'm to the point where I don't know anything. Like
that's so crazy. You were like really into fantasy football and you'd watch like everything baseball, Cardinals. Yeah.
Yeah. Mike Matheny ruined it for me. He was so, so terrible. Oh, although geez. Now it's almost like if I woke up from a coma, because Albert Pujols is like hitting home runs again. And I'm like on the Cardinals. I'm like, what's happened? But it's so that's what we did. It was a nice time. We went to Disney and we'll talk about on the show today. We did Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, which we'll talk about because maybe some of you are wondering, what is it like? Is it worth it? Because it's the first year they've had it. In what, 3 years?
The last year they had it was 2019.
Yeah.
They had Boobash the last 2 years.
Yeah. So that's it's the first one in a while.
Yeah.
So we will talk about that. But before we get to, we also have some news as well. So before we get to the news, do want to mention, we haven't done this in, man, I want to say it's like the first year of the show, but I figured, hey, why not do this again in kind of a limited fashion here? So if you haven't left a review, or I guess if you have, you just want to leave an updated review of the show and you send us a screenshot of it, mm-hmm. And not just a star, whatever it is, but just like a written review, we will send you a free t-shirt. So we haven't done this in a while and we haven't really pushed much reviews lately. So I figured, hey, why not? So if you leave a review on Apple specifically would help, or Spotify, either mm-hmm, one. But mm-hmm. You send us a screenshot to hello@ctm.show and just show us you know, your screenshot of it and then your shipping address and your shirt size. We'll send you a free shirt.
Yeah.
Limiting this to 20 people. So I just want to say I remember the first time we did it and we weren't near the size we are now. It could get kind of crazy. And I'm already printing shirts all day, it seems like every day. So, yeah, we're limited to 20 people. So, again, just take a screenshot of it. Send it to hello@ctm.show. And, yeah, your shit.
Help us out.
For sure. Help us out there. And then, yeah, so we see how that goes. And I think it'll be the new, we do have a new CTM shirt we're going to do. So, it'll be that one.
Okay.
So, yeah, so that'll help us out. And, yeah, so, again, first 20 people. And then after that, if you do it and you're past the 20, like, we'll give you, like, I'll give you, like, a big percentage off of the shop or do something for you. I won't leave you completely hanging. I just don't want to have, like, 100 shirts to send out.
Right.
That's the idea behind this. So, okay, yeah, so.
Right. And, you know, before we get to the news, I do want to mention, you know, we talk about our private Club 32 group. We're actually going to be doing some live streams from D23 in California this weekend. Not us personally, we're not going to be there, but we have some people, some friends that are going to be doing it for us.
Yeah, so there's a couple members that are going to be there, and one of them, she got some really good the panels.
She got the Disney Parks Products and Experiences one, so, like the good one.
So I don't think she's going to be live streaming the panel directly, and I don't know how the internet will be out there, but they're going to be gracious enough to be sort of on the site reporters. So,
reporters on location.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get the delay where they hold their ear and it takes like 5 seconds to have a talk.
Right, Jared.
Yeah,
that's right.
I sent them top hats as well. We'll see if they wear them. But yeah, so if you're in Club 32 or you want to join Club 32, that will be going on this weekend. And mm-hmm. I guess it's a good time to say if you do want to join Club 32, you can head to ctmvip.com. There's a bunch of extra content there. We've got live streams like Cool Kids Kitchen, Club 32 Speakeasy, which I'll be doing Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And we live stream this show into Club 32 right now. We always hang out beforehand. There's a private podcast feed. You get 20% off of C-Team apparel and 1901 Candle Co. products as well, plus a private podcast feed, Facebook group, all that stuff. So again, go to ctmvip.com, monthly or yearly options, and there's even a free trial. So if you just want to check out the D23 live streams, you can just do the free trial if you'd like and go check it out. So again, ctmvip.com. So. All right, well, let's get to the news, and then we will get to our review of Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. So,
okay.
All right, the first bit of news we have is, this is your weekly update of the remaining Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party openings, and what's that number now?
There are now four. Okay. There are four parties left with availability. All the other ones have been sold out. And I have a theory about this.
Yeah, I think your theory is right, by the
okay.
way.
Okay, so usually, you know, you think, oh my gosh, they've sold all the tickets for the parties. That's why they're selling out. I think that there has been a trend of the first parties during August where it has rained a lot. It is a lot of rain, a lot of lightning. A lot of things have been canceled during the parties. And I don't know this for sure. This is totally just me thinking. But, like, I know a lot of people that have gotten rain checks. Like during their parties, like they'll go to the party, nothing will be going on because of lightning and rain. And then they visit guest relations. Like we had a friend that did that. They visit guest relations and they got to go to a party in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that these are all selling out because all these people that went to parties previously in August are having to just do it again later. Now, I don't know if this is, again, I don't know if this is true or not. I'm just thinking out loud, but I know there's been quite a few very heavy rain, lightning parties.
It's possible. I mean, been a lot. Like you said, it's rained a lot. I mean, even the night we went, it started out, I was thinking, oh, this thing's going to rain all night. It actually...
Well, we can talk about that when we get to it.
But as ours is one of them where it could have. So, yeah. I mean, that's a feasible, I guess it would be a hypothesis.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'll run it. I'll send an email to Chapek and he won't email me back probably.
Okay.
If he does, I'll be like, oh, hey. All right. Anyways, we'll go on the next story here. The next one we have is more fun has been announced for Disney Plus Day on Thursday. Or you're listening to this today.
Right. So they had previously announced they were extending early theme park entry for hotel guests to an hour. If you are a Disney Plus subscriber, you can get 30 minutes early entry, some special photo pass downloads, etc. But they also came out with some information about what else will be happening at Hollywood Studios specifically. So there'll be some motorcades that will feature Mickey, Minnie, Tiana, Maribel, Rescue Rangers, and Pixar Pals. You can find characters like R2-D2, Chip and Dale, and Max and Goofy that will be out and about in certain locations. There's going to be a Lightning McQueen dance party in front of Lightning McQueen Dance Racing Academy, which I know they used to do. They did this a long time ago, and they stopped doing it. Do you remember this?
I don't, but does Lightning dance himself? How do they do that?
He doesn't.
He's just there.
The people do.
So he just sits there.
Give me a car dancing.
I mean, they do in the movie.
I mean, it's true. I don't know. We'll see how that goes. Cast members will be handing out Disney Plus ear hats and buttons. Oh. And then on top of the other stuff that they had announced. Also tomorrow, Thursday, they're going to be announcing some new discounts you can get on Walt Disney World Vacations. They did come out today and say that there are some new Disney Cruise Line discounts that are available. And the basics of that one is if you travel between January and March of next year on certain cruises, on the Magic, the Fantasy, or the Dream, you can get basically your third and fourth person free in a stateroom with a full price purchase of the first two, if that makes sense. So you can basically pay for the first two, get the second two free on certain cruises.
So it's a BOGO, but just...
It's a BOGO.
It's a times two BOGO.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, certain cruises within that time frame, but that should be launching tomorrow for that discount. So if you're thinking about doing a Disney cruise, then that may be the time to do it is the beginning of 2023. Disney Wish is not included in this discount. Okay. So don't ask.
Okay.
Right.
Well, back to on Disney Plus Day, as a kid, I loved Rescue Rangers.
You did?
They were awesome.
I mean, I remember the movies.
I remember the theme song.
I don't remember the theme song.
Wasn't Chip and Dale's Chip and Dale, wasn't that it?
I don't know.
I think so. I think that was
I don't remember that.
Anyway, I remember they had games, they like video games. I remember that, but
yeah, I knew Bianca. I mean, was I know Bianca. Was she one of the Rescue Rangers? I feel like that was a name I can remember from that.
Probably.
I don't know.
That sounds right. I know you were like thinking about taking or going through tomorrow for our son.
I was thinking about it, and I just cannot make it happen.
Turns out
we've got too much stuff going on.
We have a lot of stuff going on. He would love it.
Oh, he'd love it.
But I think, in all honesty, he would probably get his just much enjoyment because lately he's been watching, just funny, like, you know, YouTube videos of people like on rides they have to do with cars.
Mm-hmm.
He loves that.
He loves it. POV, it's a roller coaster.
Yeah.
He's living it. Living it. Right
so
now.
I think if somebody films it, you could just put that on there and he'll be probably just as happy or more because I'll watch it over and over again.
But actually putting him on the roller coaster, I'm not so sure about that.
You know, Slinky
he
Dog
might freak out. We're discussing the other day if he was ready for Slinky Dog. I just don't know if he is.
He's never freaked out on a ride. Like he didn't like
cry.
He went on Flight of the Hippogriff over at Universal, which is a kiddie coaster. He didn't freak out, but he by the time the ride was done, he was like, "Get me off this thing!"
Yeah, he just immediately jumped.
So
out
I don't know if he's ready for Slinky Dog, but he likes watching Slinky Dog do his Slinky Dog stuff.
He does.
So, anyways. Yeah, if you're going to be there, that's some cool stuff going on for that today.
Yep.
And the, not last one, but one of the last news stories we have here is Disney has released the Foodie Guide for Hispanic and Latin American Heritage Month.
Yep. So from September 15th to October 15th, both Walt Disney World and Disneyland will have some tasty treats highlighting the flavors of the Hispanic and Latin American cultures. So there'll be limited time offerings. And there's also some stuff you can find all year long. Something notable I want to mention is there's a couple of margaritas in Epcot. In Mexico, which is not a shocker because they do margaritas real nice.
Where else are you going to put the margaritas in Epcot?
And some special dishes as well.
Be weird if they're like, margaritas in the Japan pavilion.
You know what, Jared?
I would kind of find that kind of funny.
But. Whatever. There is the Sunshine Seasons. Most of it is in Epcot, to be honest. Like, and they're mentioning a lot of the food booths. Like Brazil, Mexico, even the fry basket, a lot of the Latin infused dishes that they have.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so this is all in the show notes if you guys want to take a look at what is available. I will say they do mention shrimp tacos from ABC Commissary at Disney Hollywood Studios. I love those.
Those are really good.
I don't even like shrimp tacos, and I would get these every single time I ate there, like for sure. So. I think everyone should. They should just do it.
Well, okay.
Get the shrimp tacos.
One that stuck out here is Boardwalk Pizza. They have carnitas pizza. I don't know if this sounds good, though. It's pork carnitas. I'm like, okay. Then it says chorizo refried beans. I'm like, you've lost me on pizza there. But
mozzarella, citrus, cabbage slaw, and salsa verde.
It'd either be good or just be terrible.
At Baseline, there is a Michelada. It's a Mexican drink made with beer, lime juice, assorted sauces, spices, and chili peppers, served in a chilled, salt-rimmed glass.
I was going to tell you first, I was going to be like, that's just called Michelob Ultra.
I mean, it's more than that.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, there's some cupcakes and special treats, tres leches.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah. So anyway, in the show notes, if you want to take a look at what is available.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
Jamie has a poll time, which she does in the Capture Magic community.
Poll time. So as I like to do weekly, and I actually forgot until it was later in the week because, again, this week threw me off. I did a poll time for the members of the Capture Magic community, and I asked them this question. When you book your Walt Disney World vacation, do you use a travel agent? 46% said no, I book it myself. Mm-hmm. About 20% said sometimes, depends on the trip. About 24% said yes, all the time. I think it was like 8% said no, but I want to. And then there were like 4% said, I'm a travel agent. So
they don't use one.
No, they don't use one. They just use themselves. So about half of people that voted just book their own trips.
Yeah.
And about the other half is either willing to do it, is a travel agent, or, you know, does it sometimes, at least.
There's a lot of people that like to. Do all that stuff themselves.
Our group especially, I think, is just it's just a mixture of different kind of Disney people. And I think we have a lot of people that are very knowledgeable about Disney and they know that they can probably take care of it themselves.
Yeah.
Whereas like you may have like a different pool of people who are coming to Disney not knowing what's going on, and like the agents like Zip Travel can help you book it and you don't have to worry about it.
Well, I think too, like if it's just you or like one or two people, you could just do it yourself pretty easily. I think if you had a big group, I would say like a travel agent make it easier just because you're not trying to like juggle it yourself. But yeah,
absolutely. So thank you everybody for participating in the poll this week. I will have a new one next week.
Yep, and like I said, if you want to join the next poll time, head over to the Capture the Magic Facebook community, and not only can you participate in the poll times, but it's a good place if you have an upcoming trip to ask questions, interact with people. You know, we post news and things like that in there, but it's a really good place. Like, you know, there's no people in there now where if you have a specific question about, you know, Disney Universal or something, usually people will answer your question before we do. So, but it's a good resource to have over there. So, again, you'll find that, as you may have been shocked to know, just go to Facebook.
Right.
J, Jamie, do you hear that?
No.
If you're listening right now, you may be able to hear the smooth sounds of Kenneth G. And I say that because he's coming back to Food and Wine.
Woohoo!
Which is, I've been asking for this for a couple of years now. Mm-hmm. And years ago, we had a shirt that celebrated Kenny G coming to Food and Wine. Mm-hmm. Because when Kenny G comes to Food and Wine, it is indeed Saxy time.
It is Saxy time.
So we have a re-release of the Kenny G Saxy time shirt. And it says Food and Wine is now Saxy with Kenneth G on it. And this is the newest shirt on cteamshirts.com. And you can have it yourself if you're going to go to Food and Wine, or if you just want to let people know that you enjoy smooth jazz and you have good taste and you're classy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They'll immediately be like, wow, that guy and that girl, top class.
Kenny G. That's right.
So you can get your own Food and Wine is Now Saxy shirt over at ctmshirts.com. And if you order in the next week, you will also get a free Food and Wine is Saxy sticker to go with your shirt. So you can put it on your computer or your car or wherever to let people know that you too have a lot of class and mm-hmm. good taste. So again, mm-hmm. go to ctmshirts.com. And if you order within the next week, you'll get a free sticker as well. Well, let's talk about Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party and what we thought about it. So this will be a breakdown of sort of our, you know, how our whole night went, what things you can do.
We'll go chronologically, but we'll give some info
to
begin with.
And then at the end, we'll talk about if, you know, our thoughts on it mm-hmm. and if it's worth it and all that good stuff. So let's hit the general info to start, if you're thinking, what in the world is this thing? So Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party runs on select nights at the Magic Kingdom from August 12th to October 31st.
The event officially begins at 7 p.m. and ends at midnight on those party days. Ticket pricing starts at $109 and goes all the way up to $199. And as we mentioned earlier, there are only 4 days that are left that aren't sold out, and all of those days are at least $159 a night. So that's the price you're looking at from this point forward. During this event, there are special food and drinks, trick-or-treating, dance parties, attraction overlays, character meet and greets, parades, castle show, fireworks show, special merchandise, special photo pass spots, and more.
So. Yes. And as you may guess, this is a thing where people will dress up. Not everybody, but a lot of people will dress up for Halloween.
They do.
Yeah. We did.
Oh, okay.
We went as, and I know Jamie wanted to keep this a secret. Who did we go as, Jamie?
We went as the Little Mermaid crew, Ariel, Eric, Ursula, and Flounder. Jared was Prince Eric. Our daughter was Ariel. I went as Ursula, and our son was Flounder.
Yes. I will say,
It was pretty cute.
It was.
I liked it.
My Eric looked more like Don Johnson from Miami Vice, though. But it was still, you could tell it was Eric. But
he used the wig. He used the wig that you used for Flynn Rider. Like,
yeah,
two
I didn't
years
want to
ago.
Buy another wig.
I didn't want you to buy another wig.
Yeah.
So it looked a little party mullet.
It looked
kind of.
Oh, well, hold on.
Sorry. Is that wrong?
That's a party.
It was Don Johnson.
A party mullet is different from a. A very suave, classy mullet.
Okay, I apologize.
It looked like when I put the sunglasses on, it was like, wow, that guy is going to hop into Trans Am and solve a crime. And that's probably what I would have done, but I was Prince Eric, so that's what that's what I went as. So,
all right.
You know, it was fun. It was as you might have guessed, in September, it was hot. It was a lot of polyester sweating through, but it was still fun. Our daughter had that, so it rained a little bit. And so we were like, our daughter's hair dye,
it
got washed out. So
we sprayed it with red hairspray, and she loved it at first. And then, you're right, it started coming out, but that's okay.
It was good. So that's what we went as.
And we went on September 3rd, September 2nd, by the way. That was the last Friday.
Yes. What time did we get there?
So I wanted to get there at like 5. But we were in our hotel room. It was like 3:30, 4 o'clock, and it is just pouring outside. And I'm like, I am not going to step out of this hotel room all gussied up in our costumes with it pouring.
Also had fake eyelashes on.
I had these giant, like tarantula-looking fake eyelashes. And you guys, I don't wear fake eyelashes. I think I've worn them once in my entire life. So me wearing the fake eyelashes, I'm like full on makeup, the wig, everything, and everybody else in their costumes, like it was just too much. So we're like, okay, we're going to wait out the rain by like 5:15. If it's still pouring, we'll try to make it work, because we didn't want to get there too late because everything starts, you know, at 7. But so about 5:15, it got like the rain started letting up a tiny bit. So we're like, okay, I think we're safe here. We took the bus from the Swan Reserve, which is where we were staying, from the Swan Reserve, and that drops you off at CTC. And it was still raining when we got there, and we took the ferry over. And we got there about 6:15, 6:20.
Yeah.
I would say, mm-hmm. like, it took about 45 minutes from our hotel to the Magic Kingdom entrance, I would say.
Yeah.
Right? And then about it.
I would say about that, yeah.
So it's about an hour or more after I wanted to get there, but we missed the heaviest rain, thank goodness.
Yeah. So when you go into this, if you haven't gone before, when you go through the entrance, you get it. So they won't, like, if you just have a regular day ticket, they won't let you in at this point.
At this point, they would not. No, so, this is past, park closes at 6 o'clock on party days.
Yeah. So at this point, you scan in because you have a ticket to the party, mm-hmm. and then you go in and they'll put a wristband on you, mm-hmm. and that's where you get your wristband, because then they'll check for wristbands in the park and stuff like that.
And there are other locations within Magic Kingdom that you can get that wristband if you're already inside before the party starts, or before you scan in or whatever at the entrance. And I believe those are places at Tortuga Tavern, Stitch's Great Escape, and I think the ticket office in Liberty Square. I believe those are the three locations.
Which is nice, because used to you had to like leave. You had to go to the front of the park to go get it, which is a nuisance. So, yeah, it's nice that they have that now.
Like absolutely.
That. I've done that before. But
yep.
So when you walk in, the party guests go through. There is, you may not know this or not, but when you walk into Magic Kingdom, to the right, there is sort of a overflow entrance / exit.
It's called Market Street.
Yeah, it's not. It's usually, the only time I've ever seen it open is for the Halloween and Christmas parties, I believe. I'm sure there's been other instances when it's been open for like really big crowds, but
they use it for like overflow.
Right. So mm-hmm. when you go in there, that's the path you take in there, because they're trying to get people, like they're trying to push people out at the same time that they're letting people in.
And this is right next to Tony's Town Square and the chapeau, the hat store, or not the hat store. Is it the hat store? Yeah, it's the hat store.
I think so.
Or confectionery is back there. Anyway, mm-hmm. yeah, it's right over there. And it used to be an employee-only area. And then they transform it for overflow, basically.
Yeah.
But they have those statues.
They do have statues back there of, like, Mickey and Donald and Goofy. And
Jester Goofy. I think Princess Minnie. I forgot who Donald was. But, yeah, they were all pretty cute. And usually this is the area where the cast members will hand out your candy bag. And your first candy, which is M&M's, like crunchy. What is it? Crunchy M&M's?
They actually gave out full-sized M&M bags. It was Cookie Crisp M&M's.
Okay, yeah. This is usually the area they do that in. But because it was raining, they moved it over to Tomorrowland Terrace.
Yeah.
So they were covered. They were fine. So we got our stuff over there. And we kind of, I mean, again, it's still drizzling, but we're dealing with it. It's not raining hard enough to like really take cover.
It
I
was
guess.
Just enough to be annoying, kind of.
It was enough to be annoying.
You know, I will say about the full size M&Ms, that's great and all, but if they really want to make a really good first impression, caramel M&Ms, I've been like, oh, okay. We're going high rolling, but they didn't. But.
Well, since it was before 7, none of the party stuff was actually started yet. There are a few exceptions, though. So Jack and Sally, they're a meet and greet, and they meet in Town Square Theater next to Mickey and Minnie. And their queue, you can actually start queuing up at 4. And they can start meeting as early as 5 o'clock, I've seen. So if they are a priority to you, get in line as early as possible, because their line is the longest of the entire party.
I have heard that they are a very popular meet and greet.
Another popular meet and greet is the Pooh characters over by the ride. There's Pooh, Tigger, Piglet, and Eeyore, and they're all in their costumes. And that line was pretty long. Like, mm-hmm. When we were over there. And then Elvis Stitch. Elvis Stitch is a very long line. He's high in demand. He's in Tomorrowland. So get there super, super early, because I've seen a lot of complaints about his long lines. lots of complaints.
You gotta wait. You gotta wait on the king.
Yeah, but I mean, if that's a priority to you, if you want to see Elvis Stitch, like get in line like 5:30. I mean, as early as they start the line. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So our priority in this, I say ours, Jamie and our daughter, for the most part. The priority here was to meet Eric and Ariel because they're in their special outfits on this. They do this over by Eric's Village Market is where they meet. So we actually, what I heard, we were in the right place. The guy who told people where to go told people the wrong place.
And so we moved over.
So we had to move over. Anyways, we were in the first, I think it took us like 20 minutes.
It took us 20 minutes to get through it. But we did ride Journey into the Little Mermaid first.
We did because we were there a little early. So we rode. So Ariel.
Because we were Little Mermaid characters. We got to ride the ride,
right?
We did
ride it, yeah.
We walked onto that.
There wasn't much of a wait. No, that's true.
There was like no wait.
Yeah.
And that was like at 6:30. So by the time we got out, it was almost time to meet the characters. Yeah, you're right. We waited like 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. They were so sweet.
Yeah, they were good.
Eric was in his like uniform, prince uniform, mm-hmm. I guess. And she was in a blue, like her blue gown.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. Eric's thing was really good because our son, who is very like hesitant with care, like he'll, if I'm holding him, he'll do it. And when he went up there, Ariel was, she recognized he was Flounder and he gave her a high five.
Oh, that's right. He did.
But then he's like, didn't want anything else to do with her. He was like, high five.
You know
and
what?
Then
I'm that's done. All he needed. That's all he needed.
Like he'll give him a five and he's like, okay, Dad, take me away. I'm like, okay, fine. So,
well, after that, we did a little trick-or-treating. We did Ariel's Grotto. Then we went to trick-or-treat over at Fantasyland train station while Jared went to tried to go get a pumpkin cold brew at Cheshire Cafe.
Well, yeah, so Cheshire Cafe had this pumpkin cold brew, which I'm basic in that sense. I like pumpkin cream cold brews. And so I went over there and she told me that the cold brew machine was broken. Which I was like, okay. Which at the same time, though, too, you either have cold brew or you don't. There's no machine that makes it. Like, you have to brew it for like a whole day or two before. So, I mean, she could have just said they were out. But, anyways,
who knows?
There was no. And when she told me that, like, five people behind me were like, ugh, walked away. So, I don't know what to do with. So, that was the main thing I was wanting to try. Because the other, I don't know, the other treats, nothing really kind of stuck out to me.
The pumpkin cold brew was one of those that you could get during the day, mm-hmm. as well as during the party.
Maybe
but
they just sold a bunch.
They might. I mean, they might have.
Yeah.
Been out, but so he came back to meet us, and we, like I said, we were trick or treating with the kids. I was trick or treating with the kids. We're in Fantasyland and Storybook Circus over by the train station, and by the way, that candy spot is the least busy of the entire park.
Yeah, for sure.
Like hardly, unless you're like. With young kids, you're probably and have no reason to go back there, I guess.
It's not a huge, yeah. I would agree with that.
Yeah, but Goofy was meeting over there. We didn't get to meet him because the line was pretty long, but we did go over to the Disney Junior DJ Dance Jam.
Yeah, thing. So they do this over there. If you're familiar with this area, there's like a little, I don't even call it, like a little...
It's like a tent.
Tucked away tent area. Mm-hmm. And this is where they'll always do dance parties for whatever. That's what at least they've done it before. They always do it. Whether it's Christmas or Halloween, they do them in there. So, yeah, they had a dance party in there. So, you had, like, Doc McStuffins and Timon was in there. They have a DJ. So, it's just they just dance around and do stuff.
Our daughter danced with Doc McStuffins and Timon. Our son stared from a distance and refused to get any closer.
He was kind of like a middle school dance.
He's like, I'm good.
Boys were like, I'm over here. I'm okay. He was okay with his distance.
Yeah. But I knew that was one of those things we were definitely had to do because, again, we have small kids and, you know, a dance party is let's get all the wiggles out from all the candy they will inevitably eat. But we only stayed like 15 minutes. Honestly, it was kind of lame.
It wasn't as good as it was in years past. In years past, it was... I think they had more characters in years past as
they
well.
They did. Yeah. They had more characters. And there's no airflow under that tent.
I was starting to say the real reason it was just stale, hot air back there.
It was not pleasant. So
I don't
we
think
didn't
they had,
stand
I don't
there
think they
much.
Had any fans going back there.
I don't think they didn't have fans like up on the top. They didn't have any.
Yeah. They didn't so, put some in yeah. there. That was the main culprit. It was just straight up hot and steamy back there.
Yeah.
But
that was one of the things that I want to do. I want to do one dance party. Did it, right?
Done.
I want to do at least like two candy spots. Already did it. Great.
Solve a crime. Next. Oh, sorry.
Get married. No.
Dang it.
And then I wanted to do one attraction with an overlay. And the attraction that I picked that I thought would have the least amount of weight and would be fun for our kids was Mad Tea Party.
And when you say we, you mean me.
I mean Jared. I can't ride Mad Tea Party, but I wanted to see it.
Yeah.
And we waited about 10 minutes?
Maybe. Maybe. Something like that.
Lots of flashing lights and Halloween music was basically the overlay, but it looks fun.
It's the same overlay they've done the years past.
Yeah.
It's fine. Our daughter and I went over by Pirates later on, and Pirates was closed. And okay. They had an overlay, so I don't know. Yeah, we just did this one here, which it's fun. Yeah. I mean, it looks cool. It's got cool lighting, but yeah, just spinning some circles. Nothing like eating some candy and spinning in some circles repeatedly.
That is true.
It's a great time. And
by this time, the rain was starting to dissipate a little bit more. Like, it was just continually, like, sprinkled, rained a little bit throughout the night until, like, 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it got a little bit less. And then we did more trick-or-treating at Cosmic Rays, like, right outside of Cosmic Rays. Then we got the candy corn ice cream at Anti-Gravity's.
Mm-hmm.
So describe that, because I had, like, one bite.
So it was in a cone. Right. It was soft serve ice cream in a waffle cone.
This is available during the day, by the way, too.
Yeah. It is. It melts, in case you're wondering, it melts immediately. Immediately upon reset. Here's your ice cream cone, sir. And then immediately it's like, man, melting. So if you're going to take pictures for like Instagram and stuff, do it quickly. I would do it before you step out of Anti-Gravity's because... yeah, it's just hot. But anyways, it's candy corn ice cream. It's real. I thought it was really good. Now, I like candy corn. The waffle cone had some, I don't know if it was candy corn itself, but it had some sort of flavor that was...
it was more like sweet corn. Yeah. Like a sweet corn ice cream.
I really liked this.
I hated it.
I know. Our daughter liked it.
Hated it.
I thought it was great.
I'm not a big fan of ice cream in the first place.
You might, if you're doing this, I don't know why I did not do this, but ask for a cup, because it definitely drips, and once it starts dripping... it kind of goes crazy.
You went back to get one, right?
Well, no, because by the time I had it, we had an extra cup and I put it in there.
Oh, okay.
But what I couldn't find was a spoon.
Oh.
Because I was going to get you a spoon for it. And our daughter just went to just scooping it out with her hands. And I was like, well, okay, that's one.
So
that's
classy.
One way to do it.
Yeah.
But I literally was like looking around in Tomorrowland area and like that. Apparently there's no spoons. So bring your own spoon, maybe. Have a disposable spoon on hand. But it was good. I liked it a lot. I thought it was tasty.
Well, while we were enjoying that, we stopped at the Monstrous Screamoween Ball, and that was the dance party happening at Rocket Tower Plaza in Tomorrowland. And that was bumping. Did a little slide. They had danced with Sully.
They had contests going on.
They had dancing contests going on. Yeah, it was a lot. And like the DJ guy that was running it was dressed as a from the CDA or what is it? The CDA? Oh. Yeah, Child Detection Agency from Monsters, Inc., you know?
Right.
So that was funny. It was cute. It was very loud. Mm-hmm. It was very loud, but it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. I did a little bit of electric slide while you guys were getting the ice cream.
Did you know?
I'm not going to lie. And then we
do
did
you have video of said electric slide?
I don't, because I was doing it.
Okay.
But I know. And then we did some more trick-or-treating at Carousel Progress.
And if you're curious to know where trick-or-treating's at, if you've never been, they have giant inflatable cylinders that are probably like 20 feet tall that say trick-or-treat here. Like that's where you go to get candy.
They're orange and they have the M&M guys on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll see them and you'll be like, that's where the candy's at.
And by the way, there were no long lines for trick-or-treating this night.
At least
not the ones
some
I went.
Some of them looked like the longest one. I will say is when I took our daughter. It was just her and I. We're waiting for the parade. The one over in the tiki room was pretty long.
It was. Oh, okay.
And when I say long, you wait 5-ish minutes.
Okay, so I don't think that's a long line. Five minutes is nothing.
Any of these two though, they may look long, but they don't take very long because all you're doing is going up and getting candy. So it's not like you're waiting to get on a ride.
Right.
So even ones that are long, because it was a pretty significant, like if you look at the length of it, the one in Tomorrowland over there by Cosmic Rays, that was pretty long, but again,
it moves so fast.
That's what I'm saying. They all move quick. So just because the lines are long, you won't be waiting very long to get candy.
Yeah. So we did the Carousel Progress one. That was like, there was no line for that. And then the Monsters, Inc. one, again, we just walked right through it. There are two stops. There are two candy spots in this one. So that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of candy there. We did not stop in here. We just walked right through, but you know, they do a whole... they still do the whole big show, but they kind of like expand it.
It's kind of like an ongoing thing. Like they just, there's somebody up there just doing stuff, but yeah.
It's cute. If you want to get out of the rain or if it's raining outside or whatever and just kind of rest, it's a good place to do that. You could be entertained.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Yeah.
So after that, it was probably, I want to say it was like 8:45-ish. And I decided we needed to get a spot for the 9:15 parade. So we got our spot right by Casey's, which is a good spot for the parade. And I noticed that the first showing of Hocus Pocus show was the rain version. It was the one they don't do the full show because it's raining and it's too slick for them. So they just came out and did their whole like 2-3 minute thing and then they left. So I was like, oh, that's not good.
Right.
And so I went into Emporium real quick while we were waiting to check out some of the merchandise for the party. And so there's two locations that they were having the party merchandise. One was in the most, I guess the southernmost part of the Emporium. Like when you first get into Town Square and you can walk right into the Emporium from the left side. It was over in that area. And then if you walk through the second store area, it was on the left behind like the counters. So there are two different areas if you wanted to check out the merchandise. But they have the t-shirt, they have the spirit jersey, they have kids shirts, they have an ornament, they had a nice like Hocus Pocus bowl, like a serving bowl, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They had some mouse ears. And for annual pass holders, they also have a Hocus Pocus blanket. And I had seen this blanket from vloggers and stuff from like the first night. And I was like, oh, that blanket looks cool. Like, I want that blanket, right? So I wanted the ears. I like the ears. So I bought the ears. So I go over to the, you know, I'm checking out and everything. And I asked the cast member, I was like, is that the Hocus Pocus blanket? She's like, yes. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I want it. She goes, do you want to feel it? I was like, yeah, sure. So she brought it out to me and she had me feel it. She's like, oh my gosh, this is so soft, isn't it? I was like, yes. And she's like, just so you know, the printed side, like with has the printed stuff of the Hocus Pocus characters and everything,
mm-hmm.
is not as soft. I was like, oh. And it was okay. Like it was still soft, but I was like, oh, it's going to bother me. I can't like interchange it or whatever. So I was like, I'll pass. So I didn't get it. But I wanted to, but I was like, yeah, I need softness on both sides.
Okay.
Jared's like, what? Anyway. Like,
indeed.
Okay.
I'm the same way with my printed blankets.
But I wanted the ears, so I did get the ears. And I got back, and then Jared and our daughter went to go trick-or-treat again at that Tiki Room place, right?
Yeah, that's when we went to Tiki Room, and we were trying to hit... We hit two spots. We hit that one, and we went down and got Tortuga Tavern over there mm-hmm. as well. And then we came back because it was getting close time for the parade, but then we got back for the parade, and they had canceled the first one because of lightning, I'm assuming, because it wasn't really raining.
It was just lightning.
Now, it was thundering. We did hear thunder a few times, mm-hmm. and you were starting to see little, like, faraway distance lightning.
Yeah.
So that's, I'm assuming, why they canceled it. So that was on where we were kind of like, oh, okay. Because granted, we didn't wait that long, but we waited, I don't know, 30, 45 minutes for mm-hmm. it, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
So then after that, I took our daughter, we rode Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that.
She really wanted to do that.
I don't know why. She
really
never
did.
Yeah, she was dead set on that. So that was that was kind of the last thing. The kids did. So then I decided I took the kids back so Jamie could stay and do the rest of the party stuff. So I took the kids back to the hotel at that point, put them to bed.
It was about 9:30 when you left, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they were tired.
They were done.
So,
yep.
And that's, yeah.
Yep.
So the rest of the night is all Jamie.
The rest of the night is all me. So I stayed back. Again, it was like around 9:30. And I wanted to try more of the party exclusive treats. So I made a beeline for Pecos Bills because I wanted to try that cake that looked like an ear of corn, right? Mm-hmm. Wanted to try it.
Mm-hmm.
Got there and she said that they had run out for the night. I'm like, oh, really? So I went over to Golden Oak Outpost, which was right around the corner, and I got the Spellbinding Fried Pie. And that's the, has the eye on it. It's supposed to be like the book from Hocus Pocus. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so the Spellbinding Pie is buffalo chicken, mozzarella, blue cheese wrapped in flaky dough, topped with a candy eye and jalapeno ranch aioli. This was surprisingly good. It was a little spicy, like the jalapeno aioli was a little spicy, but it was bigger than I thought it would be. Mm-hmm. And like, if you and I shared it, like, it would be a good, it would be a good amount of food. I ate the whole thing because I was starving, but I mean, like, it was a good amount of chicken too inside of it.
Okay.
So I think you would have liked it. It felt very much like a Hot Pocket.
I do like a Hot Pocket. Right. Did it burn your mouth insanely in the middle?
It didn't. No, it wasn't frozen. It wasn't frozen in the middle. And the outside was burnt.
A true Hot Pocket. A true Hot Pocket is like, oh, this is good. Big bite and third degree burns on the roof of my mouth. I can't eat or taste for a week.
No, I'd get that again. And actually, I had two different people recommend that to me. We had some Club 32 members that we met up with the night before at Magic Kingdom, and they were telling us how good it was. So I had to try it, right? So on the way back from that, on the way to see the fireworks, I caught the Cadaver Dance. They were on top of the roof right next to Country Bear Jamboree, and they were just finishing up their set. They always sound so good. Mm-hmm. I like listening to them. And they perform couple times every night. If you go to the party and you walk in, they'll give you a guide that shows all the times everybody performs or all the shows and stuff. So make sure you get that. But anyway, I got a spot for the fireworks, and I had never seen this fireworks show before. You've seen it.
I saw it because I went to the party, the one right as a 2019. That was the first year they had this one.
Right.
And I remember thinking it was at the time it was probably the best fireworks show I'd seen. It was really good. I remember I really enjoyed it.
I loved it.
It's a cool show, right?
I loved it. And normally I'm not close when I watch fireworks. Like, I don't want to be in the hub. Like, I think that's too, like, for me, that's too close unless I'm doing a live stream, which I was doing. But I wanted to see the Jack Skellington puppet. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the main thing I wanted to see because I could see everything else from farther away. So that's why I got so close. That puppet was cool.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to think of what I just remember of it, but I remember that part was cool, and it's the fireworks show itself. Yeah, I mean,
it was great.
It's definitely better than at the time I said it was a better fireworks show than Happily Ever After.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about that.
But it's definitely better than Enchantment.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Even the update, which we did see the updated version of Enchantment.
We did. We saw that the night before. But yeah, this fireworks show is really good. Has some spookiness. It has Mickey and Minnie and Goofy and Donald, I think. They're like in a haunted house.
Yeah, it's like mm-hmm. they're in a haunted house.
And they're talking about how spooky things are and everything. But anyway, yeah, I won't spoil it in case you guys see it, but it was really good.
They don't get out.
Very show. I really enjoyed it. So I was going to stay in the hub. To catch the Hocus Pocus show that's supposed to go on at 10:45. But as predicted, they did the rain version again because it was still slick and still drizzling outside. So I skipped it. And I got another treat, and I went to Sunshine Tree Terrace this time.
Okay.
And I wanted to get the Jack-O-Lantern Float. And this was a citrus swirl with Fanta, orange, and graham cracker crumbs.
Sounds good.
This tasted like a Flintstone push pop. But better.
Oh, dang. I remember those.
Remember those push pops from our kids?
I do remember those.
I loved it. The graham cracker, there wasn't a lot of that on there, which is fine. Like, I didn't really care about that
too
much.
I feel like that's something you don't really need that.
You didn't need it. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. But the citrus swirl with the Fanta orange was really good. I would get that again. It was refreshing. It was, yeah, I kind of nursed it while I was waiting for the parade, and I was just like, this is delicious. So I enjoyed it very much.
Okay.
And the line to get it wasn't that long, so I appreciated that. But anyway, I got my spot for the second parade, and I got there around 10:30 just because I really didn't have anything pressing that I wanted to do at that time that was going on, and my feet were killing me because I was literally standing forever. And so I got a spot over in front of the train station, and I don't typically watch parades from the train station or that area. I like to be on Main Street, but I had heard from others that it was a good place to be if you want to see Powerline, because he stops right in front of the train station in the town square. I was like, well, that's the big thing I want to see. So I made sure to get over there. And so I got to sit down for the parade, which was great because I was on the curb. So I didn't have to stand up. That was awesome. But man, Powerline was awesome. He came out with a bunch of people that were dancing with him. He did this like dance routine. He pulled people in to dance with him, taking selfies, like dancing around. It was so awesome.
Very nice.
Loved it. So I really hope they do that every year now, because and everybody, I'm talking like everybody around me was singing the Powerline songs. Like they knew the songs.
I think they're just now starting to catch on that people love the Goofy movie and the Powerline thing.
Such a good movie.
Yeah, you might like
the song is so catchy.
Yeah. Like, I think they'll start doing more because I've noticed recently they've been a little bit more with Powerline.
Like, yes. It's a thing. I mean I very much enjoyed it. Of course the parade is great as always. Villains, you've got the grave diggers from Haunted Mansion, you've got the ghosts, you've got it's all great. And the Headless Horseman did not ride this night.
Oh really?
It did not. He did not. He was too slick again because of the rain. So
yeah.
It's all right. But yeah, after that, by the time the parade got to us, it was 11:55. And I was like, okay, so I could try and make a beeline in 5 minutes to try to get the Hocus Pocus show that's supposed to go on at midnight, or I could just go. And so I was like, seeing as how it was still a little drizzly and there'd probably be a rained out show again, I don't know if it was or not, but probably was going to be rained out, I just went ahead and left because it was midnight and I was exhausted. So
okay,
I was like, I called it a night and then took the bus to Yacht Club and walked over there to our hotel instead of taking transportation to TTC and then getting on the bus back to Swan Reserve.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I took the bus to Boardwalk and walked over.
Yeah. So. Same thing. So, yeah, that was our night. It was packed to the brim.
It was packed. It was packed to the brim for sure. Well, I guess that brings us to what are your final thoughts on the Halloween party, and would you recommend it? Do you think it's worth it? How do you think it adds? Also, how do you think it compares to years past?
Well, I guess before I answer that, I need to talk about how I feel the crowds were, like in general,
mm-hmm.
because that's a big factor in what if I think this party's worth it, you know?
Right. I figured that's what we would talk about as well.
What did you think? Did it feel as okay? Because you last went in 2019. I last went in 2018, but and I remember thinking it was really busy in 2019.
But I went to the after hours party last year, the first one last year.
Right. Well, that doesn't the after well, hours doesn't count.
But it's comparative. So
okay. All right.
I do remember in 19 like really busy, but in 19 they had the Cruella de Vil little party a party thing, which I was surprised they didn't have it this year. So I did that, and I really enjoyed it because that was when you paid an extra $100, I believe, which is pricey. Okay. But you paid an extra $100, and you got all-you-can-eat food in Tony's Town Square. You got unlimited drinks, and you had, like, parade and firework, like, a section for you where you didn't have to, like, wait in line. And you could go in there in and out all the time. So that one was a little skewed because the crowds were high, I remember, but we had that whole access there, so I just kept going in there and getting food. So
yeah.
I had a really good time. But in this party, there was a lot of people, but it was interesting because none of the ride lines were long. None of the candy lines were really long. There's enough stuff to spread people out to where, yeah, there was a lot of people there. But you weren't, which is kind of a weird mind thing. You're thinking, man, like, because I remember years ago we would go to these and it wasn't that. It was almost like an after hours.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, there's a lot of people, but you weren't waiting a long time and stuff. So in terms of crowds, yeah, there's a crowd. But again, you're not waiting a long time for stuff. At least the night we did it, we weren't.
Yeah.
So in terms of that, I think the crowd was kind of a moot point there.
Honestly, the crowds didn't really bother me this night. They really didn't.
Yeah.
The second parade, I know you weren't there for it, but the second parade, even when we were around the train station, it didn't feel congested at all.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know if that was just because that's where I was and there's not a lot of people over there.
But probably a lot of people with families left at that point too.
I think so. I think it was mostly the ones that were just waiting for the last parade.
And it was how it was last year for the after hours one, which mm-hmm. was there would be a lot of people. Now, after the only difference between this and the after hours party was the after hours party, you get free drinks and like you got ice cream and you got popcorn and stuff like that. So those would have a little bit of line in the early part of the night because I think everybody just wanted to get that stuff first. But as the night would go on, crowds weren't bad. And really, those two parties are basically identical outside of that. You got extra, you got the popcorn and you got the ice cream and you got the free drinks included. Other than that, it basically was just like this party.
There's no fireworks.
Other than you're right, there's no fireworks show.
And the parade was decreased. It was like a modified parade.
I didn't see the parade this year, so yeah. But yeah, I knew that was yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like a heavily modified version of Mickey's Not So Scary. And I mean, that's fine. That's what it was. I don't know. I don't think it's ever coming back now that the Mickey's Not So Scary.
Yeah,
back.
I don't even know. Looking back, I don't even know why they did that. Because it just was silly.
Honestly,
to me.
I think they were just testing it out.
It might have been.
I think they were. Honestly.
But I was glad to see now where, you know, it's earlier where kids can be involved.
Right. Speaking of kids, you know, you asked me if I think it's worth it. Mm-hmm. So we got there, like I said, like 6:20, 6:15, whatever it was. And you guys left by 9:30.
Correct.
So our kids, who are 6 and 3, got to spend 3 hours at the party.
Yeah.
If I think the party is worth it. So all the stuff that we did during that time, you know, was mostly because they were with us for them. Like mm-hmm. most of the stuff was for them. And we did a lot of stuff in that time. So I feel like they would think it was worth it. The only thing that our daughter said she was bummed about was missing the parade.
Right.
I think if she had seen the parade, she would have been super satisfied and loved the party. It was great. Missing the parade kind of bumped her out a little bit. Our son being 3, he could care less. Like, he honestly, yeah. He didn't care whatsoever. Like, he was just happy to be there. Whatever. She enjoyed it. I think it was worth it for her. I loved it. I had a great time. I would definitely do this again. Absolutely. What about you?
I enjoyed it. I think I've always enjoyed the Halloween or the Christmas parties. I thought it was really good. And again, the crowds weren't an issue with it. I think if I was comparing this personally, outside of, like you said, with our kids, I would prefer the after hours like it was last year because of the additional, like you get the drinks and the stuff, and it was a little less crowds. Like
it was a lot less crowds.
And for me, like the parade's nice, but like my focus is like I don't really like parades like you do. So mm-hmm. for me, if I had to like choose personally, I would rather do the after hours. But with the kids, I'm glad they got to do it. And again, if it wasn't for the weather, you know, you said we were 6 to 9, mm-hmm. we would have gotten there closer to like 5 or something, so we had a little bit more time, but weather was a reason for that. I mean, I thought it was, I had a really good time. I think it was fun with the kids. I got to dress up. In terms of being worth it, I mean, a lot of that comes down to, you know, budget. You know, is it worth, you know, we're talking for a family of 4, it's quite a bit of money to go.
$400 at least.
If your focus is, you're going to get some candy. I will say that some of the cast members are a little stingy on the candy, I will say.
Which is really silly because they have so much left over.
Yeah, I mean, there's been years past where I've been there at almost party close and they're literally saying like, here, and they're like trying to offload the candy, like take this.
Right.
And again, you're paying good money to go to this. It's not like they're going to run out of candy. So I thought some of them gave out a lot. Some of them acted like it was coming out of their paycheck. But right. So, I mean, you do get some candy. So that, right. Like, you're not going to come away with like an insane amount of candy though, I will say. I mean, I guess you right. could go over and over in the lines and get a lot more. But you know, in terms of whether or not that's worth it, it just depends on your situation, budgets and all that stuff like that. For mm-hmm. us, I think it was fun. You know, and our daughter being younger, you know, things like that. I thought it was fun. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good night. A lot of stuff to do. Going, like, the one thing I will say as a have a game plan going in, because I think any of these parties, Halloween or Christmas, mm-hmm. if you go into these and you're just like, what do we do? Oh, let's go over here. Like, you need to know beforehand, because if not, you're going to find yourself at like 10:30 and you're being mm-hmm. like, we haven't done anything. I don't know what to do because there's just so much stuff.
Well, my game plan going in, and I told you this, is I wanted to do one ride with an overlay, one dance party, one special treat, one meet and greet, parade, fireworks, and Hocus Pocus show if I could.
Yeah.
That was, and then trick-or-treating in there whenever it was possible. So that was the entire game plan. If we got covered all of that, I was happy.
Yeah.
You know, So,
because you're not going to be able to do everything, and that's one of the reasons too that the crowds don't bother you as much, because there's so much stuff to spread people out. Yeah. Is, I think, part of it. So
if you manage your expectations going in, you're not going to be disappointed, I don't think, unless it just pours the whole time and they cancel everything, then we're talking about a different night.
And I honestly thought that was going to happen. I mean, yeah, given it an hour before the party, I was like, this thing's going to rain down, because it was dark and rainy, but it held off. I mean, we've been to one years ago where it rained the entire time. I remember that one. And, you know, they're not always the most fun when it rains like that. But
yeah,
but no, it was a good time. I think if you're going to go, just have a game plan, know what you want to do, and you know, enjoy yourself. So even if it looks like a lot of people, more than likely, none of the stuff's going to be that big a weight.
And dress up in costume, because that was fun. We got a lot of compliments. Like, everybody was talking about how good our costumes were.
Our daughter looked really cute.
She did look cute.
But it's kind of like whenever, like, she likes me to dress, like, she went as Rapunzel and I went as Flynn Rider a few years ago. Like, I think people like that. Mm-hmm. Makes it look stupid. It was fun. It was.
I had fun as Ursula.
You were like a take on Ursula. It was, yeah, it was like a.
It was I'm going to a Halloween party in 90 degree heat. I'm going to dress. I'm going to dress for that.
True.
Not in a full costume.
True.
I did see a girl with the full on Ursula with the tentacles, long sleeves, like blue
commitment.
Paint, hair. I mean, she looked amazing. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, I bet she's dying because it's so hot.
Yeah.
But anyway.
It's cold.
I have fun with the costumes, and I mean, if we go back next year, which I'm sure we will, I would like to do that again.
Yes. So yeah. So that was our review. We had a really good time, and I think, you know, if it fits in your budget, I think it's something that you would enjoy. And if it's, you know, with families, again, everybody knows their own kids, but I think there's plenty of things to do for kids and all that stuff too. So all right. So well, that will do it for the show.
Okay.
I guess be sure to check us out on social media. We are almost at 10,000 followers on Instagram.
And I did post all the stories from our time at Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. So I'll make a highlight on our profile if you want to go back and look what we did.
Yes. Jamie does a really good job when we're there on that as well.
Thank you.
And it's at CapTheMagic on there. So if you want to follow us there, we also have TikTok. And the Facebook group, like we mentioned before. And if you want to join Club 32, it's ctmvip.com. And if you're looking, if you want to get some shirts, you're going to go to the parks with and all that stuff, it's ctmshirts.com. That's also where the candles are, but you can also go to 1901candleco.com as well. So that'll do it for the show. So thank you, everybody, for listening and or watching. And thank you, Jamie, for joining.
Thank you very much.
And as Jamie always likes to say,
we will see you in the parks.
Bye.